station.
Frequency.
106.7 FM, 1300 AM.
What does the future hold?
Frequency. WJFK.
6:05, now with the cars, here is Sherry Licker. Hi, Cher.
Hi, Mike. Hi, Don and Mike. This traffic report is brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. If you're leaving the district outbound, I'm Sherry Licker, Metro Traffic Control for WJFK.
Hey, shithead, listen to up. Here's more with that damn Don and Mike show.
Howdy, hi, thank you for listening. Great radio stations like these across America. Hot Talk KHTK, Sacramento, California. 99.5 KKMA FM, Sioux City, Iowa.
That's Billy Idol.
And our flagship station, 106.7 WJFK FM in Washington, D.C.
And Billy Idol's cool.
Hey, now, this will bring back some memories, huh, Harry?
Oh, yeah. Well, not pleasant memories.
Not pleasant?
No, we didn't get along. Nobody on the cast got along. It was really a bunch of people just taking shots at each other, stabbing everybody in the back.
Oh, really? Who's the biggest backstabber on MASH?
The lead character. You want to look to the evil man, look to Benjamin Franklin Pierce. Oh. Hawkeye
Alan Alda?
Alan Alda.
Did he know you're gay?
Yeah, he didn't know. I'm not gay. Don't pull me into that trap again.
You said you were gay.
Alan Alda stuck up like you wouldn't believe. Wouldn't have any time for any of the bit players like me or Jamie.
I wouldn't consider you to be a bit player.
Well, that's what Alan Alda thought we were. He thought we were all bit players. Thought it was the Alan Alda show. It wasn't MASH. It was the Alan Alda show. I'd like to smack him upside the head a couple of times.
Hey, what's the deal with that after MASH, that lame show you guys? And it wasn't everybody on MASH. It was just you and Radar and Klinger, right?
That boy coming back in here anytime soon.
Oh, speaking of, he'll be in before the end of the show.
You sure about that?
Mm-hmm.
Don't tease.
What was the deal with that show after MASH?
After MASH, that was a total disaster. We didn't know what we were doing, and that's what happened sometime. Can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
We were trying to squeeze every single cent we could get out of that MASH show, and a lot of us didn't have a nest egg like Alan Alda, who demanded the heaviest salary and the highest pay, siphoning off the revenues for all the other cast members. I'll tell you, that egomaniac, he was a real greedy pig. I don't mind telling you right now, greedy pig. Couldn't say it during the day, but a greedy pig. Not like Jack Webb. He was a magnanimous and friendly man that used to like to socialize with all of us on the cast.
Did you ever used to think thoughts about Alan Alda?
I'd rather not say.
You did,
I know what
didn't
you're
you?
Saying. You're thinking that this is some kind of rejection thing. It's not, by
Did you ever try to kiss Alan Alda?
I can't answer that. At the end of the show, we all kissed. You're all very friendly.
You know what I mean.
No.
Never try to kiss him?
I'd rather not comment on that. You mean Alan Alda like a real kiss?
Yeah.
Parted lips, hung, and everything else?
Yeah.
No, never did.
Okay.
Never did. That's what I'm saying on the record.
Okay. When's the last time you were with a woman? Are you married?
Oh, I'm not married now.
You're not married now?
Not after you got me to do that thing. You know, you tricked an old man. You played a mind game on him, and all of a sudden I'm gay.
You said it. You said it. I'm retracting
that statement. I'm not gay. I'm not gay at all. I just like that boy. He's a good boy, and I want him back.
Okay, he'll be back.
The only friendly face around here.
All right, let's play. Hey, I'll give you a friendly face. Here's my sexy smile.
Oh. Hey.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, he likes it.
All righty.
Let's play the game, Harry.
You want to come to the hotel later?
I'm not gay.
I'll give you a free miniature bottle of hand lotion.
Why don't you introduce the champion of the challenger, please, Mr. Morgan?
This is Low Budget Jeopardy. Now entering the studios, our challenger. He's a grad student at American University. He sounds like a recording.
Hold on. Which one did we lose? Line one or line five?
Line one.
Let me introduce the champion then.
There we go. Hello.
This fella sells medical equipment on the East Coast. He's from Columbia. Let's say hi to Michael Levy.
Hey, Mike. Hold on a second. Let me check it. Hello. This Michael?
There I am.
Hi, Mike. There he is. There's our champion, Mike. Mike, being our returning low-budget Jeopardy champion, tell me, please, my friend, how has it changed your life?
Well, I will tell you, Akira, I may have won the last few weeks gaining fame and significant financial reward, but these are but individual achievements, and I know that I am nothing without the team.
My goodness. Team. He's a team player, and now entering the studios.
We got him.
A grad student at American University from Silver Spring. Let's say hi to Dan Hagert.
Hi, Dan.
How's it going?
Hi, going great, thank you.
And now entering the studios, the host of Low Budget Jeopardy with a winning smile. Remember, Michael, do it again.
Mm-mm.
And now let's say hi to Alex Trebek Geronimo.
Thank you, Harry, and hello, Mike. Hello, Dan.
How's it going?
Going very well, Q.
Guys, listen, don't forget, please, answer in the form of a question. I live with a... Don't you look at me like you looked at him, okay?
I'm not looking at you.
I'm not your plaything.
I just like the smile. Can I pinch your cheeks?
No, you can't, old man.
All right, I'll leave you alone, man.
Don't forget to answer in the form of a question. I live with my mom. I'm wearing a clip-on tie. My suit is by Mr. Guy. Call me Alex. Let's play the game. Then it's LQ, Lord Quizmaster. And always call him Gay Harry.
I'm Harry Morgan. How are you?
Here are the categories, and they are nude scene or not.
How about that? I got that.
Hogan's Heroes.
Oh, that's a good show.
Current box office stinkers.
Stinkers.
All About Tom Arnold.
Tom Arnold.
And bestsellers at the grocery store. I'll give you these one more time, fellas. They are.
Attaboy.
Nude scene or not.
Let them know.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
You have beautiful eyes, Harry.
Well, thank you. Would you like to come out with us for cocktails?
I'm thinking about it.
That's a nice shirt.
Thanks.
Body hugging. I'm going to throw up myself in a second.
You know, I just thought, I'll take this as far as you want to take it.
Okay.
Sure.
All righty. We'll see. All righty then.
Nude scene or not. Hogan's Heroes.
Yeah.
Current box office stinkers.
I've seen the light.
All About Tom Arnold.
There you go.
And bestsellers at the grocery store.
That's as far. That's the first place I go.
Okay, Mike. Mike, you're the champion. Dan, you're the challenger. We'll start with you, Dan.
Okay, we'll take a nude scene or not for one.
Okay, very simple, 50-50 chance. Have these stars ever appeared nude in the movies? For one, Orson Welles.
Hopefully, what is no?
What is no? Yes.
$1 for you, Dan. You're on the board and rolling.
Okay, we'll try a nude scene or not for two.
Shirley MacLaine.
Ooh, I'll say, what is yes?
What is yes? Yes, and she was nude in the movie Terms of Endearment.
Ooh, $2 for you,
like
man.
It would interest you.
It would interest me.
All right, why don't we close it out? Nude scene or not for three.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I will say, what is yes?
What is yes? Yes.
$3 for you. That was the movie Terminator.
Yes, he is totally nude when he gets transported to this time.
I watch it. I have the video. Dan, you're in control.
Okay, why don't we go to box office stinkers for one?
Okay, these are movies that are out right now in the theater, but they're doing awful business. Nobody is going to see them. For one, this box office stinker stars Marissa Tomei.
What is Pulp Fiction?
That like, means, Michael, it's your chance to steal.
You like that new touch? I don't have to go, anymore. We'll just have the wah, 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 wah. Yes, Mike.
Yes, sir. What is Only You?
Only You, yes.
$1 for you, Michael. Select again.
Let's go box office thinkers for two.
What was that? I'm sorry?
Let's go box office thinkers for two.
Okay, stars Robert Englund.
What is, Freddy's Return?
Oh, I'm sorry. Wah, wah, wah,
wah, wah. You're going to have to get used to that one. Damn, it's your chance to steal.
I'll say, what is Wes Craven's New Nightmare?
Yes, that is correct.
$2 for you, Dan. You're leading, and select again, please.
All right, we'll close it out. Box office stinkers for three, please.
Stars Donald Sutherland.
Oh,
well.
Michael, it's your chance to steal.
Oof. What is The Pagemaster?
No.
Oh, I know.
Yes, Harry.
This one. Yes. What is The Puppet Master?
Yes, I put that one in there just for my friend Mike O'Mara, who
that's
saw that movie and loved
movie.
It.
That's a great movie, Flintstone lover.
Oh, yeah, that's a great movie. Oh, no, don't start this with me.
Don't start anything. I'll give you my winning smile. I can't win that game. Dan, you're in control.
Okay, how about All About Tom Arnold for one, please?
Because I know you really want me.
No.
I know, no, and I'm not talking to Harry. I'm talking to Mike right now.
Oh, God.
Wasn't Harry in that great movie with Tim Conway and Don Knotts also, The Apple Dumpling Gang?
Attaboy.
Yes, as a matter of fact, Harry Morgan was.
Can we give him $1 for that one?
Hey, why not?
$1 for you, Dan. Hey, way to go.
Is Don Knotts gay?
No, he's not.
Tim Conway?
The maniac. Both of those guys, they're skirt chasers all over Hollywood. And they did well. A lot better than you'd think guys that look like that did. Starlets abound.
Oh, yeah?
Big women with big breasts.
Who's in control and where are we?
Dan's in control of the board. Select again, Dan.
Yes, all about Tom Arnold for one, please.
Okay, number of Rolls Royces that Tom owns.
What is three?
Michael, it's your chance to steal.
What is one?
No, boy, we're going to have to get this thing queued up faster. Tom has two Rolls Royces.
And that means, damn the man, you're in control.
Okay, we'll try all about Tom Arnold for two, please.
Tom Arnold's favorite cartoon character.
Who is Fred Flintstone?
Oh, no. Funny.
Michael, your chance to steal.
Why does everybody hate the Flintstones except me?
What is Porky Pig?
Sherry says she likes them.
Nah, she was just being nice.
No, I liked them. Yeah. I liked the cartoon. The movie was okay.
I know a guy that likes them.
It's Bugs Bunny.
It's that boy of yours. He likes them.
Yeah, Robbie does like
them. Is he coming back in?
Yeah, he'll be back before the end of the show.
Attaboy.
A Bugs Bunny, that was it.
Dan, you're in control.
Okay, well, let's close it out. All about Tom Arnold for three, please.
Amount of monthly alimony that Tom is seeking in his divorce from Roseanne.
What is $45,000?
No.
Michael, it's your chance to steal.
You're doing bad. What is $150,000?
No, I am sorry.
Dan.
I'm rapidly getting sick of this new element on the show.
I like the buzzer, the human buzzer. Dan, your chance to... You're in control.
It was $100,000. He wants $100,000 a month.
Okay, why don't we go to... Bestsellers at the grocery store for one, please.
Okay, now, these are not books that they're selling at the grocery store. These are simply the items that we buy in grocery stores. According to Money Magazine, these are the items that we buy the most. For instance, for one, this is America's best-selling beer.
What is Budweiser?
Budweiser.
$1 yes. For you, Dan, opening up a commanding lead, are you?
Okay, how about bestsellers at the grocery store for two, please?
Well, I was just handed something. Let me see if I like this newfangled invention. Nah, I'd rather do it myself.
Attaboy.
Okay, for two. Thanks anyway. Thanks for thinking of me. America's best-selling soft drink.
What is Coca-Cola?
Could you be more specific?
Coca-Cola Classic.
Yeah.
$2 for you, Dan. You're rolling now, son.
Okay, why don't we close it up? Bestsellers at the grocery store for three, please.
America's best-selling laundry detergent.
What is Tide?
What is Tide? Hey, that's good.
$3, you've run the category, Danny, and you're still in control.
Okay, why don't we go to the dreaded Hogan's Heroes for one, please.
Okay, he played Hogan, and they just let the guy off on charges that he killed him.
Who is Bob Crane?
Bob Crane.
$1, this Danny boy is just tearing through this.
Check out the brain on Dan.
Go ahead, son.
Go Hogan's Heroes for two, please.
Number of the Stalag that Hogan was in.
Michael, it's your chance to steal.
Thank God. What is Stalag 13?
Yeah, Stalag 13.
$2 for you, and you're in control, Michael.
Let's finish it out.
He played Colonel Klink.
Who was Werner Klemper?
Yeah, was he gay?
Werner Klemper.
Is he gay?
Never worked with the man. Never had LeBeau the pleasure.
What did you say, LeBeau was?
$6, there's your total. That's the end of the first round of Low Budget Jeopardy.
And Harry, what is the score?
Dan finishes with $16. Michael has $6, Lord Quizmaster.
All right, now, Mike, don't be discouraged. Anything can happen in the final round of Low Budget Jeopardy. This is where we physically force you both to bet it all. Good luck. And don't forget, please answer in the form of a question. The final Low Budget Jeopardy category, states and capitals. Kind of an easy one, guys. Good luck. And here's the answer. It's the capital of the great state of Minnesota. All right, states and capitals. It's the capital of the great state of Minnesota. Don't forget, answer in the form of a question and good luck.
All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive a pair of Harry shorts. These are great for exercising, lounging around.
Oh, my.
Or just walking. My Harry shorts are 100% cotton. And they have lots of extra room in the crotch. Plus, they breathe. And they have my picture on them. So you'll never go out of style until I die. So slip on your Harry shorts right over your vish ass.
Hey.
Now back to Final Low Budget Jeopardy. Got it in there.
We say two, don't go away for low budget Jeopardy.
And we want to talk to Mike first, right?
Michael's low man on the totem pole, oh Lord.
Mike, hi. In the form of a question, please, it's the capital of the great state of Minnesota.
What is Minneapolis?
Sorry, that knocks you down to zero, Michael.
Hold on, did I hang up on him? No, I
Hello.
Didn't. Okay, stay right there.
Hello.
And Dan,
yes.
Dan, you
yes.
can win if you have the right answer.
It's what is St. Paul?
Now, hold on a second.
It's a twin city, so...
No, but wait a minute. Now, see, this is why we have you write your answer down first.
Yes.
You have to give it to Charles Broyhill, who brings it in. You must say what you told Charles Broyhill.
I said, what is Minneapolis-St. Paul?
No!
No, it's not. It's not Minneapolis-St. Paul. It is simply St. Paul, Minnesota.
And that means next time we'll have two brand-new low-budget Jeopardy contestants.
And Harry?
Yeah.
It's almost time for Rob A. to come back in the studio.
Oh, boy. We're going to have some fun, and you're invited, too, after that winning smile.
Okay.
Come on out. I'll give you a free bottle.
Hey, Dan, sorry about that. No, I'm not trying to bust your chops here, but, you know, rules is rules, and parts is parts. And that means it's a kind of game that Ken Stevens enjoys. We're giving away no money today. However, Mike, you do get to keep the money that you won previously. Please tell him about that. What, Diana?
Hello?
Oh, Mike is on 444. All right, hold on a second.
All right, we'll get him.
All right, let me see. Dan, you with me?
Yeah, right here.
Michael, you with me?
I just got back.
Okay. Michael, you get to keep your money. You both get prizes. Here now is Harry Morgan and Rob A. Report to the studio, please.
First of all, fellas, you won a fantasy football game. Great gridiron action in your own home. Games are available at Toys R Us, JCPenney, and Vernon's. Just call 1-800-292-7676 for a retailer near you. But wait.
There's more.
It's a bowling party for you and 49 of your friends at a...
Can you keep your mind on the game, Harry? He's here.
Hi.
Hi.
You all ready?
Yeah.
All righty. Your party includes bowling. Use some rental shoes and snacks. Just call 1-800-FUN-2-BOWL to schedule your party. We'll have a party later.
Yeah, we can go to the bowling alley.
Big party. Ribs and lotion. It's a quarter-pound single hamburger from Wendy's. You like a good burger, don't you, son?
Sure, we'll get burgers and ribs.
Go have lunch on Dave Thomas at any Wendy's. Wait!
There's still more.
Across the street or across the country, celebrate the holiday season with a gift of the freshest flowers. You like some of those?
No, I don't like flowers.
I'll get you a bouquet.
Don't want flowers. Give me
any
a burger.
Any brand you want. Roses, daisies.
Burgers.
Burgers. Delivered by 800 Flowers. Call us and we'll make all arrangements. Better call 800 Flowers. All righty.
Mike, Dan, Harry, sit down. Sit down. We're not done with the game yet.
We're not. I thought it's time to go. No. He's got the car running.
No, we got to do the part about Low Budget Jeopardy is a production of King World.
Okay, you sit tight.
All right.
Go outside. I'll get you in just a second.
I'll go warm up the Jeep.
You wait for me out there.
Dan and Michael, thank you so much for listening. Have a great weekend. Hold on, fellas.
Thank you very much.
Harry, and I love you, Stephanie.
Take care. Love watching that boy walk out the door.
Yes, you do. Harry, thanks for coming by. Thanks for coming out of the closet. And did you just wink at me?
Sure did. You're included, too.
Harry, please always remember and never forget that Low Budget Jeopardy is a production of...
Moron Incorporated and is distributed by King World.
Okay.
Get the door. I'm coming, Robin.
All right.
Attaboy. It's party time.
Bye.
Fish ass.
Harry Morgan, what a surprise that was, huh?
You never know.
Harry Morgan is gay.
Very strange.
We'll do a very quick commercial break. Come right back. We'll pick the pros until they scab and bleed with the usual gang of idiots and our guest prognosticator, the lovely Leslie Visser from ESPN. That is coming up next.
You realize this is being broadcast, don't you?
Yeah.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I'm sorry, can I take a message?
Could you please ask Mr. Sullivan if he would take our call?
No, sir, I can't. I'm very sorry.
Why?
Thank you.
I believe it's a protective curtain that is formed now, and rightly so, around
Spin
Mr.
Control.
Sullivan. There you go.
All right, we'll be right back.
This is...
Tonight.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's right, we can do it.
Uh-huh.
Listen, I'm going to give you a free movie rental.
Cool.
Okay, guys?
All right.
Redeemable at any Blockbuster video location. That's the official video store of the Don and Mike Show. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Hold on just a second, please. Now... What we're going to do is start going through the tapes that are labeled R.
Wabbit.
Remember, what we're looking for here are tapes that we can get rid of so we have more room in the studio. And we'll start right here.
I think R is going to be a great letter.
Did you see the dust come off that one?
That one hasn't been played in a long time.
This is Dan Rather arguing with George Bush when George Bush got pissed off and walked off the set before George Bush was even president.
That's when you don't even have to play.
Mr. Vice President, I appreciate you joining us tonight. I appreciate the straightforward way in which you've engaged in this exchange. There are clearly some unanswered questions remaining. Are you willing to go to a news conference before the Iowa caucuses, answer questions from all
comers? Conferences since March.
I gather that the answer is no. Thank you very much for being with us, Mr. Vice President.
Don't take it back. It's where Dan Rather walked out on George Bush.
He really cut him off there, and that was about, I think, Iran-Contra, I'm pretty sure.
Yep, there you go. There's progress.
Hey, that's the first one. We've never done that before.
All right, now from the R's, from our Rob A file, there is no way we'll get rid of this one.
Just one more piece of pizza first.
That's a keeper.
That's a keeper. All right, also from the R's, here is our friend, starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns, Mark Rippon, talking about our old general manager, Big Al Goodman.
Hello, former WAVA manager, Alan Goodman. This is Mark Rippon calling. Just wanting to say to you that the years that I've spent at WAVA have been very pleasure working with Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. The tough part...
I think he meant pleasurable.
and meant Don Geronimo instead of Don Geronimo.
...of it is working with you. But through these times, we've managed to become good friends. And through this all, I just want to say, Al, best of luck and God bless.
That's what I think we can deep six also.
Yeah, you bet we can. No need for that to keep around.
Okay, here's a tape from Roseanne, a very short one, 4 seconds long.
I saw all the animals in the neighborhood running in circles. I guess that means your mother will be arriving soon.
Oh, and you know what? We should keep that one. We should file that one under F for Frida.
Sure.
Okay.
All right.
That's a keeper. All right, also from the R's, here's something from Ren and Stimpy.
It's time for Ask Dr. Stupid with your host, Dr. Stupid. Oh, hello there. Doctor, here's a letter from Billy of Lompoc, West Kansas. And he asks, Dear Dr. Stupid, why do I have to go to school?
That's a very good question, Billy. I'd better put on my patented Stupometron helmet.
We gotta keep all the Ren and Stimpy tapes.
Yeah, I laugh at all of them.
Prepare to activate. Well, the answer's simple, really. The reason is because your parents are aliens, and while you're at school, they shed their human skins and breathe dryer lint. Thank you, Dr. Stupid.
That tape is so stupid, we gotta keep it.
That's right, so stupid it's good.
All right, now this one I think we should hold on to. This is simply the sound of a respirator, because you never know when Don Imus is going to be in the hospital again.
That's right.
Now, here it is now. As a matter of fact, I think there must have been somebody that we weren't fond of who was having some kind of health problems, why we had this card up in the first place.
That's it. Got to keep that one. You never know.
All right, relabel this one Imus. Imus. Okay, also from the R's, here is a tape. This one hasn't been played for a couple of years. It's when we first went on the station in Miami, mm-hmm, on WIOD, when all the other DJs were teeing off on us.
Right.
We had Bob, the BO intern, call the afternoon DJs there, Rick and Suds.
Oh.
And I think he said something about our show. Here is this Bob, the intern.
Let's go to Miami. Hello.
Hello, guys.
Hello.
Rick and Suds.
Yeah.
Hi, how you doing? Hey, listen, I had a question. I'm a student of journalism at a college, and I was just...
You sound like you're on a radio station.
No.
Doesn't he? He has that microphone.
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Mm. Don't ever do it, sir.
And obviously, Bob was just making this call from our production room.
Sure, and they immediately were hip to it, but he was able to work his way through that.
Not a Mr. Microphone.
I have one. It's packed away in the garage.
You drive up next to Chicks and say, "Hey, baby."
The Donnie and Marie version.
DJ, turn on your radio.
Anyway, I just had a question. I'm a student of journalism at a college, and I was wondering, since you guys are in the field, in the radio field, how's the best way to get in to that sort of thing?
The back door, and then turn around and leave the same way.
is like experience? Is
how
that,
long is this? How long till he tells him that he's calling from our show?
Are we going to deep six this one?
Oh, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't walk.
Like pressure.
As a matter of fact, buy a Kawasaki.
But I want to hear the end now that we've heard all this.
If you can get away from this thing, the better.
Okay.
I shouldn't say hope and pray for another war, but I'd say, you know, like if one comes up, just get one of those khaki jackets and a goofy hat and head on over there with a notepad.
And I'm sure a big appetite for the diverse and bizarre and that sort of thing.
No.
Okay.
So I hope you enjoy your...
What do you think I look like? A jackass?
Sure do.
Dick and Pudge suck donkey ass.
I remember that. Big elaborate scheme. His big elaborate scheme.
All right, you can deep six that one. Still from the R's. What do we got? Oh, we got another... How many of these calls did we have Bob make to these other DJs on our station in Miami? Here he is calling Randy Rhodes.
Oh, God, I never heard this.
Let's run through these couple calls here. Calls in Miami.
Hi, my name is Charles Stabilak.
And I'm calling from Miami.
That's interesting.
And I just want to tell you that I'm not out for tickets, first of all.
Yeah, right. That's what was going on. See, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I lulled myself into this.
Let me explain. When we first went on this station in Miami, WIOD, all the other DJs, and rightly so, were very threatened by the fact that our show was on their station. We were the first syndicated show to be on this great Miami radio station, WIOD.
They did not welcome us into the bosom of their family.
So they would have their listeners call us and give us a hard time, and instead of having our listeners call them, we would just have our interns call them.
Yes.
And played a donkey tape. We were into donkeys back then.
And our intern, Bob, was a guy that actually took great pride and pleasure in doing this.
He loved making these calls.
No, actually, check out.
Anybody that works with a deli counter gets my utmost admiration.
Yeah, all the various meats and things.
Drive the Lewis Rich, very...
She's been fired since this, and incidentally, we're still on that station. And doing great, number one Arbitron rated in Miami. Thank you, Miami.
Hi, Randy.
Guy who became a girl, a transsexual, and she married another lesbian. She became a transsexual to marry a lesbian.
I have a friend that's got an interesting situation.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like that.
It's coming up now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's he think I look like? A jackass?
See, that's Bob playing this tape.
It's gonna be your problems!
Come on, you...
Randy Rhodes sucks donkey ass, you fat cow!
Oh, Bob the intern.
Oh, gosh.
No, hold on. You know what? Don't get rid of that one.
Yeah, that one we keep.
I'm sorry.
That one we keep.
Keep that one. I'm like Dennis Murphy. I'm sorry. All right, still from the R's. Here is another short one from Roseanne.
We're sugar and spice and everything nice. So bite me.
Keeper.
Mm-hmm.
Robin Leach. What is this?
Don Geronimo, go home.
What kind of people have said, no, you can't come into my house?
Don Geronimo.
Don said
and who
that.
Would want to go to his house anyway? It's the worst house that I've ever seen in my life.
All right. Let's keep that one. What is this one? Tony Randall. No, we had a tape of Tony Randall.
Is that the Wop Bam Boom?
I think so.
A Wop Bop A Loop Bop. A Wop Bam Boom.
Nope, that's a keeper.
That is definitely a keeper.
All right. Here's Mark Rippon. Oh, this is hard to understand, but this was after Mark's last game as a Washington Redskin,
mm-hmm.
when he never said anything about how he was being treated, but he went off after the Redskins lost their last game of the year.
Were you relieved to go out there and lose a game? Are you relieved that it's over with? That's just an asinine question. I don't even know why you even ask a question like that. God's sake. You want to get a reaction, you're going to get one. So get your pens out and start writing. We got people with families in there fighting their damn off. And you're going to say you're leaving? It's a bunch of horse.
I think that's a keeper.
He was a little upset, and it was uncharacteristic of our favorite QB.
Still from the R's. Oh, this is Cheech and Chong. You ruined my record.
Hey! What are you trying to do? You ruined my record, man. I just bought it.
Keep it.
Classic.
Yep.
Boy, we're not making much progress. Here's Burt Reynolds. Burt Reynolds, we're in R territory.
I'll pick it up to her.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't you see Harlan now, huh?
Yeah, well, that's just Burt towards the end on Evening Shade when he was
here starting to do a lot of here, Lonnie's a bad mother.
Here's another one from Ren and Stimpy, a short one.
I'm so happy I can hardly contain myself.
Yeah, that's a keeper. What's this, Running Away?
It's something about the Partridge Family and the Brady Bunch from a movie.
All right, let's listen and see if this is worth keeping.
I'm running away.
Where are you running to?
California. Going to Hollywood to live with the Brady Bunch.
I want to live with them, too.
No, you can't. They have enough kids. You'll have to live with the Partridge Family.
Really?
Ah, pay dirt.
What?
We can get rid of it.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I was going to say. When you said Pater, I thought you meant a keeper.
No. I mean, finally, we're making some progress now.
Good.
All right, here's something called Little Red Riding Hood, again from the R's.
The 5 o'clock whistle's done a blink. The whistle won't blow, and what do you think?
I love this.
My papa's still in the factory, because he don't know what time it happens to be. La da 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 da.
Gorgeous.
I've got a little bunny rabbit which I've taken to my grandma's to have, see?
Wow. Not a bad pair of stems for a rabbit.
Yeah, and he's got a cute face too, see?
can't get rid of that one.
I love that.
Not quite sure why we have that, but we'll hold on to it.
It's played often. How will you use that exactly?
Maybe, you know, if a wolf eats a kid or something.
Oh, well, there you go.
Someday on the
That's
show.
It.
You know, Little Red Riding Hood.
We can only hope.
Okay, here is, from the R's, Rob A. This is, I think, a tape of the time we dressed Rob A in his uniform with the bra and the wig, and we had him on the Bay Bridge
right
on either Memorial Day or Labor Day, wishing people a happy holiday.
Yes, and he was everybody's friend that day.
Covered by Channel 8 here in Washington.
The rush to escape the city is on, and motorists race to beat the tangle of traffic found around the Bay Bridge at the start of every Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, it's okay until you hit this stinking bridge. Eight lanes and you still gotta wait.
Toll booths look like starting lines as city residents make their way towards sun and surf.
We're going to do it!
Some motorists say heading out a little early paid off.
It's usually in Annapolis, you can't get through there after about 4 o'clock.
The Rob A part's coming right up.
So we thought if we hit a little earlier, we'd make it without getting too much traffic. It looks okay.
And local radio personalities Don and Mike sent an emissary to provide motorists with a little entertainment.
Look at me! I'm Rob A! Happy Memorial Day, man! Have a good one! Enjoy the traffic!
As far as the bridge is concerned, anyway.
Yeah, we gotta keep that. It's a big moment in the sun. He's on the TV.
Sure.
Still from the R's. This is something that's simply labeled rectal exam. I think it's Chevy Chase.
Drop your shorts and bend over, Mr. Babar.
Oh, no, really, we don't need to. We don't want to do that.
Say, you know, my kidneys feel a lot better in this position. Maybe it's just that I'm not doing any calisthenics. You know, if I did some sit-ups in the morning or bent over like this, I'd probably feel 100% Moon River.
Yeah, I'd like to keep that one. You don't want to?
Yeah. Charles plays it a lot, but I don't like it.
Well, too bad. Too bad. You never know. Besides, that's one that can come in handy sometime. I mean, who knows the next time you're going to...
have some rectal surgery?
Well...
You got a point there.
Okay. That's a keeper. Rectal exam. Still in the R's? Here's another Ren and Stimpy. Oh, this is a commercial for log, a product they advertise on their show. It's a piece of wood. So you get it? That's the joke. It's simply log.
All kids love log.
Water rolls downstairs, boner in pairs, rolls over your neighbor's dog. What's great for a snack and fits on your back? It's log, log, log. It's log.
It's log.
It's big, it's heavy, it's wood. It's log, log. It's better than bad, it's good. Everyone wants a log. You're gonna love it long. Come on and get your log.
That's a good fake commercial.
That's a good one.
Most of that Ren and Stimpy stuff is actually very good. What's this? Oh, Rain Man. I think I played this one today at the beginning of the show. Rain Man.
Good morning. Coffee?
Yes, that'd be good.
Sally, dip, Sally. 461-0092.
How did you know my phone number?
How'd you know that?
I said read a telephone book last night. Dip, Sally. 461-0092.
He remembers things, little things sometimes.
Very clever, boys. I'll be right back.
How'd you do that? How'd you do that?
I don't know.
Did you memorize the whole book?
No.
You start from the beginning?
Yeah.
How far did you get?
G.
G?
G, God's sake, William Marshall, God's sake.
You memorized to G.
Yeah, G.
Yeah, gotta keep that.
I love that.
Never know when you're gonna win the football pool again. One more. Here's one more from Rain Man. Oh, is this a scene where they're in the car and they're listening to the radio station? That's a good one.
97X. The future of rock and roll.
97X. Bam. The future of rock and roll. 97X. Bam! The future of rock and roll. 97X. Bam! The future of rock and roll.
Ray, enough already.
Yeah, you can never go wrong with Rain Man. We're going to stop for 1 second. We'll come back. More of this dreaded letter, the R letter.
All right.
Right after this. Stay there.
You realize this...
My admiration. What is that which gives me joy? The Don and Mike Show.
We're back on the air everywhere. Thank you for listening. Buzz Burbank will have news in our next break, and you'll hear those toe-tap and touch tones. We will make another love connection for our holiday cruise aboard the Dandy. That cruise just 2 weeks from tomorrow. Also, you want to know, if you're listening to the show in central Pennsylvania, we will be broadcasting live Thursday from the gorgeous studios of WIMX.
All right.
With the big fishbowl outside, Rabe. Speaking of Rabe, Rabe will be manning the fishbowl.
Yeah, as long as we give him chicken, he'll do whatever we ask.
We'll be collecting your nickels, dimes, pennies, and quarters to help the financially troubled WIMX radio station. That will be on Thursday. Monday on the show, we will be joined by the amazing Kreskin.
Yes, the amazing Kreskin, who will be peering into our souls.
Live in studio, he's got some special surprise for us, and I cannot say this enough. If you've got friends in Chicago, tell them that starting Monday, our show will be on every day in Chicago on WJJD.
Isn't that great?
Also, this week on the show, I'm already looking forward to next week, at Friday on Pittsburgh Thursday, then Friday on the show, we'll be joined in studio by the Jingle Cats.
Yeah, now, I can't wait for this, even though I am not, known as a cat lover. These are the cats that actually sing the jingle bells.
Jingle, meow, 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 meow. Right, the guy and his cats, they'll be here. And also joining us in studio on Friday will be our friend Yardley Smith. She is the voice of Lisa Simpson.
All right.
So we got some good stuff coming up. We're glad that you're with us. Back to the R's. I know we didn't get to Slam-a-Rama today, but you know what? We really do have to make some room here in the studio because we have someone counted over 2,300 tapes.
Yeah, and it's getting to be a health hazard.
And look at, they're stacked up all the way from the floor to the ceiling.
Yeah, and you have to make room for the new ones.
So back to the R's. That was the letter that was selected. And Charlie, how many have we gotten rid of thus far? Charles Broyhill.
Four.
We've done four. That means we only need one more to tie our previous record.
All right, let's see if it's this one. Here's Ronald Reagan from the R's.
Vivid, tender music that warms our hearts right here in Washington, D.C.
Well, I'd say yes, but...
Yeah, and I would too, but it's a kind of a... It's kind of timeless.
Yeah. Yeah. And, these tapes might be at a premium soon.
Absolutely.
If you know what I'm saying.
It's like an artist.
What did I just say? Where am I?
Did you forget what you said?
What time is it?
Well.
Yeah, okay.
Mommy.
Okay, you got it.
Chicken.
We'll keep it. Okay, still in the R's. What is this one? We Love Radio. Oh, is this from the Spike Lee movie? I bet it is.
Wake up, wake up, wake up. Up you wake, up you wake, up you wake, up you wake. This is Mr. Senior Love Daddy, your voice of choice.
Mr. Senior Love Daddy.
12-hour strong man on the air here on We Love Radio 108 FM. The last on your dial, but first in your heart. And that's the truth.
Ruth.
Here I am. Am I here? You know it. You know. This is Mr. Senior Love Daddy doing the nasty to your ears. Your ears to the nasty.
Yang to the yang.
Eyes only play. The platters that matter, the matters they platter, and that's the truth.
From the heart of Bed-Stuy, you're listening to We Love Radio.
Doing the yin and the yang, the hip and the hop, the stupid fresh thing, the flippity flop.
Yeah.
I have today's forecast for you.
Hot. Yeah, I like that. What a great DJ name, too. This is Senior Love Daddy.
Mr. Senior Love Daddy.
Okay, we're keeping that one. Here's one from the R's. Oh, this is me and you, Ann Ramsey.
Oh, yeah.
When we're singing Having My Baby.
the late Ann Ramsey.
When Ann Ramsey was a regular feature on the show before she kicked, we used to always kid about how Ann Ramsey, throw mama from the train.
That's right.
I had a thing for her, and she was going to have my baby.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a little song about that.
Dad?
Yes, Ann.
I've got some good news.
What's the good news, honey?
Donald, Ann Ramsey's going to have your baby.
Oh, my God. You mean you're having my baby?
Yes, I am.
And
what a lovely way of saying how much you love me.
Oh, I'm so happy.
You're having my baby. Ann Ramsey's having my baby. What a lovely way of saying what you're thinking of me.
Thank you, sweetie.
And I can see it.
Gross.
Your face is glowing.
Your face is gigantic.
Thank you. I can see it in your eyes. I'm happy knowing Ann Ramsey, you're having my baby.
Yes, I am having a baby.
You're the woman I love, and I love what it's doing to you.
You're doing nice things to me, baby.
Having my baby.
Oh, it's your baby.
You're a woman in love, and I love what's going through you.
Oh, I feel so good.
The need inside you.
Look at me.
Showing.
I feel so good.
Oh, the seed inside you, baby. Do you feel it growing?
I do.
Are you happy knowing?
Oh, yes.
That you're having my baby.
Oh, I am. I'm
love what it's doing to me.
You're having my baby.
I am. I'm a woman in love, and I love what's going to me.
And you didn't have to keep it.
Oh, yes, I did.
I wouldn't put you through it.
I don't mind, sweetie.
You could have swept it from your life, but you wouldn't do it.
No, I wouldn't be.
No, you wouldn't.
Actually have to count that as a record on our show.
Right.
This is back in the days when they would count the amount of records we played every hour.
So we called that a record and we screwed with them.
Sure we did.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we're keeping that one. Here's another one, Ann Ramsey. I think this is one of our fake commercials. Ann Ramsey singing her greatest hits.
Big Face Records, in association with Curvature Productions, proudly presents a collection of music from one of America's loveliest actresses. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Ann Ramsey.
Soldier boy, oh, oh my little soldier boy. Come over here, soldier boy.
The beautiful Ann Ramsey sings her favorite songs as only she can.
To me.
The Sounds of Ann Ramsey, now available for a limited time on CD and Scotch tape. Share the magic.
You make me so very happy.
This musical treasure is not available in stores, but you can get it now. Just send a check or money order for $75, along with a box of Depend undergarments to The Sounds of Ann, Box 999999, Butt Scratch, Maryland,
999999. As long as I know how to love, I know I will survive, I will survive. This is Ann Ramsey. Please buy this album. And while you're at it, get me a soda with ice.
The Sounds of Ann, a collection of Ann Ramsey's favorites. Order yours today and tell them Big Mama sent you.
Yeah, that's a keeper.
That's Ann Ramsey. What a talent.
Here's another Burt Reynolds tape. Burt Reynolds, when he started to lose it on the end of the run of Evening Shade.
Not the room. It's not how cold it is. It's that you're not funny.
Yeah, we'll keep that one.
Lonnie, where's the Pepper the Pew?
Is this Bruce Willis? Is this from Die Hard? I know it's under the R's.
Yes, it is.
It's rap music. Here's Bruce Willis.
This once, I would like to hear you scream in pain.
Music.
Yeah, that would always come in handy.
Yeah, I love that one.
Okay, I don't know why this one is under the R's. Oh, for reception. Here's Dennis Quaid, the great Dennis Quaid, as Jerry Lee Lewis.
Don't you think your popularity will be diminished at home?
Back home, they take a different view of this sort of a thing. I expect a great reception when I get back there. My fans will understand.
Jerry Lee!
Hey, Jerry Lee, shake it one time for me.
You know, I saw that movie that he did with Kathleen Turner, Undercover Blues, that got such awful reviews.
Yeah, you know, I can't stay with that one because it doesn't look good. Is it any good?
Well, it's good because I love Dennis Quaid. He is my favorite actor. I think he's good in it. No, the movie sucks.
Yeah, it looked terrible.
The movie is really bad. Kathleen Turner is doing that affected thing with her speech.
What happened to her? You know, she used to speak normally.
But now she talks like this. I'm Kathleen Turner. But Dennis Quaid is great in that movie. Yeah, I love Dennis Quaid. Let's keep that one. Okay, we have time for one more?
Yes.
How many more? Like, I'm asking you, like, you're the boss. One more here. This is one of the fake commercials. I don't think we did this one. The one about radio, what right. would life be?
Hello?
Tammy?
Joey, is that you?
Yeah, who else?
I don't believe this. I was just thinking about you.
Really?
I just heard our song on the radio.
Radio, radio.
I love this.
What would life be?
How about a movie tonight?
Great. Which one?
Well, I was thinking about the drive-in.
Joey.
I got Dad's convertible.
I think it's gonna rain.
No way. The radio said no rain tonight.
What would life be without it?
Joey.
You remember when all the stupid radio stations were playing this commercial?
Yeah, the radio advertising bureau.
But the radio said...
Look, it's raining. Can you put the top up?
It's broke.
What do you mean it's broke?
Well, you know, the radio said no rain, so I thought...
You thought? I'm getting soaked, and I want to go home.
Come on, Tammy. What's a little rain? It's just water.
Take me home now.
That's what I think we can get rid of. What do you think?
No, let's keep that one. That's got sentimental value.
Yeah. You guys are crazy. All right.
All right, we'll keep that one.
All right. Do you remember when you and I, we found out that people in radio don't think that it's very funny to make fun of that particular advertising?